Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Matt is joining us in this Tuesday. It's Second Date Update, and they keep coming in, and we try to help.
It's cuffing season, man. People are trying to get, you know,
that is exactly
a relationship
right,
before the holidays.
And let's see if we can't cuff Matt and Rachel together, which sounds creepier than I intended. Hopefully that's what she wants. Anyway, before we get in any more trouble, Matt, what is the situation with Rachel?
Well, I think, you know, she definitely let me wanting, you know, more, but I'm not sure that I'm ever going to see her again at this point. She hasn't answered any of my messages in 2 weeks at this. Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. How many texts have you sent?
Not an unreasonable amount.
Okay.
Sub 10.
Oh,
sub 10.
Okay. All right. I would say stop now. Like,
yeah. Just, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I did.
Let's
try
to figure out what's going on, though. Like, what, so tell us about the date. Maybe we can dissect it a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, we had a really fun dinner at a pizza place. First dates. Yeah. I like to, you know, keep things really casual, low key on a first date.
Perfect. And how was that meeting and hitting it off, the conversation, getting to know each other? How'd that go?
I thought it was great. There was a moment where I started to geek out about some baseball stats a little, but she was cool and she seemed interested.
Wow. So, okay.
Okay.
Just because the playoffs were going on or whatever? How did that come
Your
up?
Your baseball stats are like Major League Baseball
oh,
or
yeah.
what?
MLB, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Like, I kind of been tracking it since I was a kid, and
All right.
Just a hobby of mine.
So
now.
You geeked on that a little bit. You did talk about other things, though, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I caught myself before I went down that rabbit hole, and,
good.
You know, I genuinely wanted to know about her, her job, her interests, things like that. So that's where the conversation
but
sort
but
of
let's get back to on-base percentage. All right, did anything dramatic, Matt, happen that we should know about?
I wrecked my brain, and it was a drama-free evening. Like, we like the same toppings, green peppers and pepperoni, and, I mean, it just really felt like a smooth date.
Why do you want to see Rachel again? Before we pick up the phone here, Matt.
That's a good question. I've been in the dating game probably about a year, and, you know, I've probably been on 20, 30 dates. You know, you meet people online, you get set up on blind dates, and this was one of those where it felt like I would like to have a second date, and the gut knows when you don't want to, and the gut knows when you do, and it just felt right.
She's good special.
Yeah.
All right. Okay,
really
we're calling her here in 3 minutes, so we're going to play a song, come right back. So you hold on, Matt. Coming right back, the second half, Second Date Update with Rachel and Matt, hopefully next on The Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
We might be able to help if you've been out on a first date. You'd like to see that other person again, but for whatever reason, they're just not getting back to you. We can find out some answers, and who knows what might happen. Well, that's happened to Matt, and he would like to reconnect with Rachel.
You know, I've probably been on 20, 30 dates. You know, you meet people online, you get set up on blind dates, and this was one of those where it felt like I would like to have a second date, and the gut knows when you don't want to, and the gut knows when you do, and it just felt right.
So does Rachel feel the same way? Let's find out right now on Second Date Update.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Rachel, please?
I already did the poll, so...
Yeah, no, Rachel, yeah, and I should explain right up front, it's not a sales caller, it's not polling or anything like that. And I got to tell you this right up front, and not for this to be any more awkward than it might be this morning, but we're on the radio because we're Thunder and PT calling from 102.9 The Wolf, where we do the morning show.
Good morning, Rachel.
And I know there's a lot. Yeah, I'm sure your phone with a lot. There's a lot going on. But anyway, we're calling because we do a segment on our show where we have listeners call in. They message us. They call in and tell us why they try to figure out why they're not getting a second date with somebody, someone they've seen once before, but not twice. And we're calling you, Rachel, because we're asking if you remember having pizza with a gentleman named Matt a couple of weeks ago.
Why did he want you to call me?
Well, the short answer is he's hoping to see you again. He thought he had a great time with you. He thought you had a good time. And can you just tell us, like, maybe how the date went from your perspective?
I feel so put on the spot. He's a nice guy.
Okay.
Very, very considerate. I mean, great manners. Somebody raised him well. I mean, I loved all of that.
That's good.
Fine. He wants to know his eating habits. They're weird.
Okay, and he told us that you like the same pizza toppings. Was there something else that came up?
He put a ton of salt on everything, okay?
Okay, like garlic salt or like the red pepper flakes or...
Parmesan flakes, even?
Just regular table salt. I mean, not just a little. Like, he put a mountain on his salad.
Like, just pizza, everything.
Like, it looked like snow. And he put it on his dessert, too.
What? Wait, hold up. I put on my ice cream as a joke.
Yeah, hold,
but
Matt,
salted ice cream is actually a thing now.
Okay, Rachel, I'm sorry.
He's on hold with us here, we thought he was.
We talked to him a few minutes ago, and I thought I put him on hold. But anyway, Matt, so what is this, Matt, about the salt?
I like salt on things. Salt just enhances the flavor. So you put a little bit of salt on whatever you're eating, it's going to taste better.
Okay. Well, that's cool for you, but not for me.
I mean, you should try it. Nothing livens up a Caesar salad like salt.
Okay. Well, all right. And listen.
I mean, there's plenty of salt in dressing already, okay? I mean, I could see it. Like, a blind person could see how much salt you were putting in. You could literally see it.
It's my preference, I guess. No harm, no foul, right?
Well, it can't be good for you. I'm sorry. I mean, it it seems disrespectful. I mean, to the chef, the cook, they put lots of work into making their meal, and you just drowned it.
Okay, and I don't know if you have the same question, PT, as I do, but Rachel, if he's just put in, maybe you can answer this for us. Was Matt putting salt on your side of the pizza, too?
Or his.
Yeah, it was his salad, obviously, his side of the table, but was he dumping it all over the pizza that you were sharing?
No, not at all. He offered, like I said, great manners, Matt, but no.
How does that affect you?
If everything else is going well, it's just the salt?
Well, it's more than the salt. It's what the salt represents, right? I mean, this is a man who's not taking care of his body.
That is not true. My doctor checks my sodium levels twice a year, and, you know, they haven't been high. I guess I just need more salt than other people, but I don't think it's indicative of the fact that I'm not taking care of myself here.
It's the visual, Matt. I mean, like, I could actually see, like, chunks of salt on your food. And if I'm going to date someone, I want to enjoy meals with them. And I can't get past seeing that. It's going to low-key upset me each time.
But it's he's got a medical condition that requires him that he needs more salt, Rachel. And you can't see that? That Matt has a sodium deficiency.
I'm sorry. I you know, I can't get past it. I'm sorry. It's just...
too much salt.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we don't want to rub salt in a wound.
No.
Matt, so it's a no then, Rachel, was what you're saying.
Yeah, I think his doctor's lying to him, but yeah. Okay.
Matt, anything you want to add besides salt? Besides salt.
I've never been turned down for a more ridiculous reason, yeah, Rachel.
I gotta hear, got this is,
so yeah. Well. Yeah, but if that's the deal breaker for you, then that's a deal breaker for me.
And Rachel, I know you don't want to hear this, but Matt sounds like salt of the earth people.
Okay. Yeah, no hard feelings. Like, you know, I'm sure there's someone out there who will love seeing snow on their plate.
All right. Well,
Matt seems pretty salty about it now.
Yeah.
Or are you cool, Matt?
No, I mean, it's a bummer, but, you know, it just shows me that Rachel is, it's just such a silly reason. And it just, I don't know, maybe it speaks to your character. I'm not quite sure, but.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know.
Jeez.
All right. I think that sounded a little assaulting.
We didn't need to go there. Everybody has different flavors, no pun intended.
Yeah.
And I just.
All right, guys. Well, all we can say is thanks for being on.
Salty Date Update.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.